Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Maldives President Mohamed Muizu in New Delhi today. Several agreements also expected to be signed between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair a review meeting with chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. Elaborate arrangements made for counting of votes for Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections tomorrow. Israel remains on high alert on first anniversary of the deadly terror attack by Hamas on October the 7th last year. And in men's cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 7 wickets in first T20 international of 3-match series in Gwalior. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with the President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, in New Delhi today on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed between the two countries following the meeting. Before the talks, the Maldivian President will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. Dr. Muizu arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. More from our correspondent.
This is President Dr. Muizu's first bilateral visit to India. He had earlier visited in June this year to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Council of Ministers. Maldives is India's key maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar and India's neighborhood first policy. The visit of Maldivian President to India after the recent visit of the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to the island nation is the testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations with Maldives. The visit is expected to lend further momentum to cooperation and robust people-to-people ties between the two countries. India provides the largest number of training opportunities for Maldivian National Defense Force, meeting around 70% of their defense training requirements. With Anand Kumar, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. The chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. 5 union ministers who are closely involved in providing development support to the left-wing extremism-affected states will also be present. The Deputy National Security Advisor and senior officials from the center, the states and the Central Armed Police Forces will also participate in the deliberations. In a statement, the Home Ministry said the central government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. It stated the center is providing all possible assistance to the left-wing extremism-affected state governments in their fight against Naxalism. The counting of votes for Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections will be taken up tomorrow, along with Haryana. Elaborate arrangements have been made for the counting in the Union Territory. More from our correspondent.
Stringent security arrangements have been put in place at all district headquarters of Jammu and Kashmir for the counting of votes scheduled to take place tomorrow for a 90-member J&K assembly, paving way for the formation of the first elected government in the Union Territory following the abrogation of Article 370 and Article 35A in 2019. The recently held elections in three phases, held after a gap of 10 years, witnessed a massive voter turnout. Now, the fate of 873 candidates is sealed in EVMs, and it remains to be seen as to which members would win and reach to the J&K assembly and which party will form the government. Chief Electoral Officer J&K Pandurangke Pole said that all necessary preparations have been completed to facilitate a secure and smooth counting of votes tomorrow. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Haryana, 90 counting centers have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said these polling centers have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. Votes polled for Kalka and Panchkula constituencies will be counted at the counting centers in Panchkula, and votes polled for Narayangarh, Ambala Cantonment, Ambala City and Mulana seats will be counted at the four counting centers in Ambala, while votes for four seats of the Yamunanagar district will be counted at the counting centers in Yamunanagar. Similarly, votes will be counted according to the assembly constituency at the counting centres set up for the assembly seats of that district at each district headquarters. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that North East is progressing rapidly on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an interview to a news agency, the minister said peace prevails in the whole North East region except few incidents in Manipur. He also hit out at the Congress, alleging that it has done nothing concrete for the development of the region. He said since Prime Minister Modi took over, more than 10,000 militants have surrendered with their weapons and have joined the mainstream.
मैं पूर्वोत्तर के लोगों का आवाज को सुनने वाला दिल्ली में कोई नहीं था ये तो मोदी जी आने के बाद 10,000 से ज्यादा मिलिटेंट जो है हथियार के साथ में सरेंडर किया है और मुख्य धारा में जुड़ गए हैं मणिपुर में जो दो समुदाय के बीच में घटना हुई है अनफॉर्चुनेट उसको छोड़ के पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में शांति है और अभी जिस तेजी के साथ नॉर्थ ईस्ट आगे बढ़ रहा है तो कुछ सालों के बाद में नॉर्थ ईस्ट देश के अन्य भागों के साथ में हम बराबर में पहुंच जाएंगे
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Mr. Narendra Modi completes 23 years in public office today. It was on this day in 2001 Mr. Modi took over as the Chief Minister of Gujarat for the first time. Several welfare programs launched by the NDA government at the centre draw inspiration from Narendra Modi's initiatives as Gujarat Chief Minister. Often termed the Gujarat model, these measures are related to water conservation, tree plantation drives, celebrating the constitution, promoting ethnic products, and encouraging a sporting culture. Mr. Modi has stressed on Jan Bhagidari, or people's participation in governance. The much-discussed Jal Jeevan Mission initiated by the PM is inspired by the experience of Sujalam Sufalam Jal Abhiyan, launched for the water-scarce areas of North Gujarat in 2004. It focused on bringing Narmada River water to Gujarat, interlinking of rivers and rainwater harvesting to meet the water needs of the people of Gujarat. The Gujarat government will observe Vikas Saptah from today to mark the development journey of the state after Narendra Modi took over as the Chief Minister. A series of programs including Vikas walks at iconic places will be organized during the week. Development works worth over 3,500 crore rupees will also be launched in the state during this week. More from our correspondent.
To inform people about Narendra Modi's significant contribution to the state's development, state government will organize the Vikas Walk at 23 prestigious locations recognized for its transformative initiatives, which include Statue of Unity, Ahmedabad Riverfront, Modhera Sun Temple and Gift City. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with all the ministers, will also take Bharat Vikas Pratigya in Gandhinagar today. Lakpati Didi and Drone Didi will be invited to schools to deliver lectures to the students. To exhibit the economic development of the state, the Gujarat Vikas Innovation Expo will also be organized in the state to showcase the contribution of the startups, new inventors and entrepreneurs. Mobile exhibition vans will also visually showcase Narendra Modi's resolutions and achievements. Citizens can also share their experiences about Narendra Modi's governance initiatives and their societal impacts through social and digital media using the hashtag Vikas Saptah. Aparna Kund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
In some international news, Israel remains on high alert on the first anniversary of deadly terror attack by Hamas on 7th of October last year. The Israel Defense Forces said it is anticipating possible long-range rocket fire or other attacks from Gaza. Israel has deployed more troops near Gaza. Meanwhile, a gunman attacked a bus station at Beer Sheba in Israel, killing one woman and injuring 10 others. Police described the shooting as a terrorist attack. The attacker reportedly a member of the Bedouin minority, was killed by soldiers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited IDF troops stationed near the northern border, just meters from Hezbollah's strongholds. Mr. Netanyahu addressed the soldiers, praising their efforts and resilience. More from our correspondent.
Israel's military leadership also remains resolute. IDF Chief of General Staff Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi addressed soldiers and reservists, acknowledging the failures on October 7th last year, but highlighting the progress made since. Halevi stressed that while the fight continues, Israel's military has successfully dealt heavy blows to its enemies, particularly Hamas and Hezbollah. Halevi said that a year has passed since they failed to protect Israeli citizens, but they have regrouped and strengthened, having defeated the military wing of Hamas and dealt a severe blow to Hezbollah, which has lost its senior leaderships. He urged the soldiers to continue with perseverance, recognizing the efforts in what he called one of the most complex wars Israel has known. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
In Pakistan, two persons were killed and several others injured in an explosion outside Pakistan's Karachi airport last night. The separatist militant group, Baloch Liberation Army, has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted a high-level convoy of Chinese engineers and investors. A three-day meeting of Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee will begin today. Experts suggest the RBI is likely to maintain the status quo on key interest rates. The risk of food inflation and economic growth are the key concerns for the RBI to consider. On to sports. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Gwalior last night. We have more from a correspondent.
Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten at 39 off 16 balls. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman and Mehdi Hasan Miraj each took one wicket. Earlier, after being put into bat, Bangladesh was bundled out for just 127 runs, with one delivery remaining in the innings. Mehdi Hasan Miraj was the highest scorer for Bangladesh, finishing with an unbeaten 35 runs. Arshdeep Singh and Varun Chakravarti clinched 3 wickets each to restrict Bangladesh at below par score. Arshdeep Singh was adjudged player of the match. The second T20 international match between India and Bangladesh will be played at Arun Jaitley International Stadium in Delhi on Wednesday from 7 PM onwards. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east, northeast and south peninsular regions of the country during the next 5 to 6 days. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today and in Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. The IMD said that heavy rainfall is also very likely over South Karnataka till tomorrow and in Lakshadweep, Kerala and Mahi till 12th of October. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. Modi completes 23 years in public office today is a headline in Hindustan Times. A tenure marked by a series of ambitious schemes and initiatives and a re-imaging of India's place on the global stage. In a mega jobs push off to a solid start, 500 firms in India Inc. listed as partners of PM internship scheme kickstarts hirings, reports the Economic Times. The Indian Express writes about the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh unveiling the logo of Mahakumbh 2025 and the decision of no sale of meat and liquor within the boundaries of Prayagraj. An RTI data reveals an alarming increase in crimes against children across the country in recent years. The Tribune writes, 1.1 lakh cases of crime against children reported in 5 years. And finally, the Times of India refers to a miracle taking place at 17,000 feet in the Himalayas when an American climber and a British alpinist were rescued after being stranded for 72 hours without food, water and shelter. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Maldives President Mohammad Muizu in New Delhi today. Several agreements also expected to be signed between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair a review meeting with chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. Elaborate arrangements made for counting of votes for Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections tomorrow. Israel remains on high alert on first anniversary of deadly terror attack by Hamas on 7th of October last year. And in men's cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 7 wickets in first T20 international of 3-match series in Gwalior. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.